34, verse 3 says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." That's right. Let's magnify him. Let's exalt his name. Let's praise his name together. Hey, good morning. This is Sunday Worship. I am Joey Kroll. Yes, this 14th day of April 2019. I am so glad that you're here. Go ahead, pour yourself another cup of coffee. Let's have a seat here at the table of fellowship. If you're not too familiar with this radio program of Sunday Worship, is really all about Christ. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement, and it's a program that really prepares our hearts and our minds on Jesus. And today is certainly no different. Let's start things off today with Travis Cottrell right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Be your name when the sun is shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. I will bless your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to pray. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. I will bless your name.
Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to pray. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still
magnifying the name of Jesus, lifting him up, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship today. It is Joey Kroll, of course, looking forward to Resurrection Sunday next week. And little boy and his father were driving down a country road. It was a beautiful spring afternoon, and suddenly out of nowhere, a bumblebee flew into the car. And since the little boy was deathly allergic to bee stings, he was petrified. And his father quickly reached out, grabbed the bee, squeezed it in his hand, and he pointed to his hand. And there, stuck in his skin, was the stinger of the bee. Ugh. He said, "Son, you see this? You don't have to be afraid anymore. I've taken the sting for you." Friend, the child of God does not need to be afraid of death, because Christ has taken the sting out of death. 1 Corinthians 15:55, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?
This world has left me here with nothing. It took my silver and my gold. But there's one thing they can't take from me, this treasure that I hold. You made me rich in grace and mercy. Now my heart is satisfied. So let them take my whole life from me. Oh, it is worth the price. 'Cause your love is better than life. Can make the broken whole. For there is just one living water that fills the empty soul. So I declare to earth and heaven that I have chosen to believe. And though the riches I've been given, they overflow to me. Your love is better than life, better than life, oh Lord, so much. my soul will bless your name. My heart will trust in you. Oh Lord, oh Lord, your cross before me and your word alive within me, and now I boast in you alone. Oh Lord, so much better than love.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Remember me in a Bible cracked and faded by the years. Remember me in a sanctuary filled with silent prayer. Each new age and heart to heart, bound by grace and peace, child of wonder, child of God, remember me. Remember me when the color of a sunset fills the sky. Remember when the children leave their Sunday school with smiles. Remember me when they're old enough to teach. Thank you.
What a beautiful song. Mark Schultz and Remember Me. Well, friend, I pray that you are having yourself just a wonderful weekend. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and this is Sunday Worship. And you can connect with us on social media. Just find on Facebook, just search for Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. And this is the time of the year when churches put on their Easter play. I think our church is having theirs next Sunday, and 5-year-old Brian was in the Easter program as a church, and he had a pivotal verse to recite, and it was Luke 24:6. He is not here, he is risen. But unfortunately, he could not remember what to say, but it was showtime, and the director had to quietly remind him of his line. And so then 5-year-old Brian confidently grabbed the microphone and triumphantly shouted out loud, "He is not here. He is in prison." No, 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 Brian, no. But you know what? I'm so glad that Jesus died and rose again to set the captives free from their prison cell of sin. Jesus said in Luke 4:18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives."
And on that day, when my strength is failing. The end draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name.
Well, here we are, the week before Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday 2019. My name is Joey Kroll. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Friend, trust in the Lord. Tony Evans said one time, worrying is assuming that God doesn't know what he's doing. Friend, God's word says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear.
To the Lord in prayer.
Isn't he wonderful? Friend like no other to me. Isn't he beautiful? Isn't he wonderful? Friend like no other to me. Oh, friend like no other to me.
That's right. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a beautiful, beautiful song. That's Catherine Scott right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. I am Joey Kroll. Well, coming up on Tuesday of this week at the Great News Radio Center, you are invited to a special discussion from the Christians United for Israel. Their regional director, Lyndon Allen, will be at the Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana, 7 p.m. Tuesday night. Going to be talking about why biblically and historically Christians should stand with Israel. So you're invited to be part of that again on Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Great News Radio Center, Lincoln Square in Urbana. More details on that at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on New Events. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones here and spend some time with God's people. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.